This week on the Spivey Special podcast, we talked about the classic Oregon Trail. We also talked about our experience at Hillebrand Brewery. And we also had a weird would you rather involving a chicken noodle soup popsicle. Welcome to episode 73 of the Spivey Special podcast. We made it all the way to the Dennis Rodman episode.
It's the only reason we really did the show was to make it to 73, and we might just stop here because it's so...
It's my favorite number. We're going to celebrate this episode by Troy's going to read us some Dennis Rodman fun facts. Let's see what you got there, Troy.
So Dennis Rodman, after he graduated high school, no colleges wanted him to play because he was only 5'11 at the time. So he went to go work at the airport, and he actually got fired from the airport for stealing watches because he got dared to do it by some of the other people that worked there.
Do it.
Also, he was contemplating suicide, and Craig Sager actually tracked him down at a strip club and had a heart-to-heart with him. And he
That's where everyone has their heart-to-heart.
It's the best place to do it. In late 93... he had three games where he had over 24 rebounds and 0 points. And the last one I have down here, the same night as the flu game where Jordan went off and scored all those points while having the flu, Rodman actually got fined $50,000, which I think is one of the highest fines ever for talking bad about the Jazz fans because he didn't know that Mormon was a religion is what he said when he was asked why he said what he said about those fans.
Greatest rebounder of all time. Maybe the greatest North Korean diplomat that we have as well.
Oh, and I read another thing. He was late to an opening of this stadium he was supposed to be at. He was 30 minutes late because he was dyeing his hair blonde and it took a lot longer than he thought it was going to take.
Dennis Rodman's hair... that's just a part of time that we're going to miss out on. Nobody does that anymore.
He's basically gold dust, but played NBA.
Actually, I take that back. I think Willie Cauley-Stein is trying to take over the Dennis Rodman hair department.
But he can't rebound.
Or play basketball very well.
Yeah. That.
But the hair thing, he's trying.
I guess.
He's doing his best. So let's transition from Dennis Rodman to Mother's Day,
as one does. They go hand in hand, I always say. When I think of one, I always think of the other.
So we got Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. We're celebrating with our mother and our wives, our baby mamas.
Mm-hmm. That's what we call them on the streets. And then our grandmother, Gigi.
Gigi.
We're going to do a little something for him. You'll see on our social media all this week. We'll have some of the pictures of the stuff that we're doing for him. But we just want to have a big shout out to our mom and our wives for being awesome moms to us and to our kids. You guys are awesome and awesome and awesome.
Very nice.
And if you can't tell this week, no guess. It's just the two Spivey brothers.
It's going to get weird.
A lot of weirdness. Zach's starting to take off his shirt and I don't know how to feel about it.
It's a 3-hour process, so it'll be still mostly on by the end of the podcast.
It's basically like Gilligan's Island, except for shirts.
All right, well, on that note, let's take a quick break, and we are going to come back with Remember That Thing?
Hey, remember that thing?
The moon landing.
Jazz.
Trapper Keepers.
Manners.
Alf.
Sunny D.
Yeah, I remember those things.
All right, this week for Remember That Thing, we are talking about a video game classic. The first video game many of us played, especially on a computer, we're talking about Oregon Trail this week.
I think the biggest memory I have of Oregon Trail is just 1 to 2 times getting to walk down from the classroom down to the old computer lab with those big old box computers and getting to play Oregon Trail or Lemmings. But today we're talking about Oregon Trail.
Now, we played a lot of different versions of this game because they kept updating it. The game originally was released in 1971, which you can only imagine what that looked like on a computer. It was all text-based. To go hunting, you'd type like boom and pow like it's a comic book or something. And
Batman.
Based on how quick you type it, you'd kill your animal or whatever. But it evolved to the point where we were able to play with a mouse and a keyboard. And actually see things on the screen. I think when I first played it, it was just green text.
Yeah, black screen with green text.
Yeah.
You type in certain things.
And then it evolved to the point where you can... It's basically a first-person shooter when you're hunting, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit later. But definitely a big part of our childhood. Of all of the games that we got to play on those early computers, like Odell Lake and Number Muncher and those...
Odell Down Under.
That's a good one. We had that one, too. I don't think
it was Odell Lake.
Odell Lake is the original.
I don't know about that. We'll have to YouTube it once we get off there.
All right, so let's get into Oregon Trail and kind of break down the game. The object of the game is to make it from, I don't know, like Missouri or somewhere. There's a couple of different places you could start from, depending on which version of the game you played. And you got to make your way across the country and make it all the way to Oregon, hence Oregon Trail.
On the trail.
On the trail.
To Oregon.
Now, when you start out with Oregon Trail, you got to make a lot of choices. It's basically just a game of choices that they give you.
Basically Dungeons and Dragons.
Basically Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But if you answer enough questions right, if you follow the rules, you pay attention to the people, you make it all the way to Oregon.
Stay away from snakes.
You also get points at the end, depending on how well you do. Just making it to the end was good enough for me. I only did that a handful of times.
I didn't even know there was points.
Yeah. It's also a game where there's no saves, so you got to do it all the way through. It takes about an hour, which means most computer lab sessions did not give you enough time to make it to the end.
No, you're clicking fast. Unless, you're making a lot of real quick decisions.
Yeah. All right, so first decision you got to make, banker, carpenter, or farmer. You have to choose what your prior job was. Banker gives you the most money, but you have no skills, which sounds about right. Carpenter, you can fix stuff, you have some money. Or farmer, where you basically just have like no money or no skills. I don't think either. You get triple points if you pick farmer, if you make it all the way to the end.
I was with carpenter.
Yeah, I'd always go carpenter.
I needed stuff to be fixed, that's for sure.
Yeah. We're going to be branking some wagons throughout this trip.
Is that an oxen? Nope, it's there.
So you also have to pick how many oxen that you bring with you. Now, you only get a limited amount of money, so if you're the farmer, you don't have a lot of choices on how many oxen you get to bring with you.
One.
You need at least six just to go, so you can bring more. So that's one of the, part of the strategy. You have to choose when to leave.
What time of
the
year?
You leave too soon. It's too cold. The summer's really long. Well, by the time you make it to, like, Utah, and your party gets really hot. You leave too late, it's wintertime, and you're donner partied by the time you get to the West Coast.
Got to find that real nice little sweet spot.
Yeah, like the beginning of June or...
Yeah, you want to just get the heat out of the way early, but not get to the winter.
Exactly. You also have to choose how much clothes, bullets, wagon parts, etc. to buy to bring with you on the trip and what you're going to collect as you go.
Need a lot of shocks for this one.
Yeah, there's no target drive up on this trip out to Oregon. You got like four or five forts. You can trade with some people, and you can shoot some buffalo, but that's about all you got.
The problem with the shooting the buffalo, as we'll get to in a little bit, that just puts that extra weight on the old wagon. Now you're going to have to fix your wagon more, and it gets wild.
All right, one of the other choices we got, you got to name the people in your crew.
And I think that was the hardest part is like a kid, because like, you know that some of them are going to get sick and some of them are going to die. So do you want to name them after like your friends or your crush at the time? Or
do you want to name them poop or butt?
Or do you want to name them after some of the people you don't like and hope they get malaria? You know what I mean? You're kind of rooting for it. You don't want your mom or dad to get it. But if the guy who's picking on you did, suck it.
Why are all your guys named Tom Brady? You'll see. You'll see.
You'll see. I'm a farmer and I brought no oxen.
All right, so we head out on the trail. Now we got to pick a couple things while we're out there on the trail. We got to pick how fast we're going and how much food you're eating. This would be tough for me. I'd go max food as slow as you can go, but that's a bad strategy on the Oregon Trail.
Took Zach 5 years to get there, and he ate 17 buffalo a day.
It's tough.
The world is out of
buffalo. I brought a lot of bullets with me.
This is you're eating it, you just get it back.
Yeah. So depending on the health of your crew, you got to speed up or slow down or eat more food or eat less food. And that's basically how you keep them all healthy. you have to rest and do different things to kind of keep their health. So you got to pay attention to everybody, what's going on. Now we're going to start running into some things while we're out there. The first thing you run into is crossing rivers, which is the sketchiest thing that you can do while you're out there on the trail.
Yeah, you got mud, you got so many different things depending on how much you weigh, if you're going to make it across, how deep it is, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to get blown away depending on how fast the current is.
Yeah, you can basically, you can choose to ford the river, which means you just walk across it, which you can really only do if it's like a foot deep.
I don't know.
Even then you don't.
If you got no money, you don't got a lot of choices.
You can cock the wagon and float it, which is basically just like a giant
boat.
That's it's rolling the dice. You could flip and lose all your stuff too. Or if you're the banker, or if you've saved your money, you just take the ferry, which I don't think you can actually lose your stuff if you take the ferry.
No, the ferry's the only safe move. But like you said, it's a lot of money. I mean, it's actually a lot of, this game is a lot of good choices, and like teaches you to save your money, what to choose, important decisions.
Don't float your wagon.
No, you never just ford the river.
Never float the wagon. All right, next thing. You run out of food pretty quick, especially if you have your full party.
Yeah.
So you got like five people with you, plus you. Basically just your kids, I guess. I don't know how it works.
Cousins. I don't know.
Friends?
Sure. Tom Brady.
So we're going to have to go hunting, and that is the exciting part. That was my favorite part of playing the game. It's like, you've been gone for like 1 hour and you're already out hunting buffalo.
Why wouldn't you?
You can still see the fort, dude. You guys haven't even had lunch yet.
You're in the fort still.
So depending on the version that you played, you're either like in a center point where you spin the guy around and you hit the space bar to shoot. Or in the later one that we played, you could just shoot the mouse and it's like a first-person shooter. But you have animals coming in from all directions.
Coming in hot.
We got buffaloes and bears and deer and squirrels and rabbits and moose.
Horse.
Velociraptors.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pterodactyls.
And they're just running around. All you got to do is hit them with one bullet. It doesn't matter where you hit them, and then they go down. You can only carry so much back, and you can only fit so much on the thing.
Yeah, and you don't want to kill too many buffalo, because like you said, you're not going to be able to carry it back. And then it just goes to waste, and eventually you kill too many animals, and there aren't any more animals for you to hunt.
Even though I went like 900 miles away.
Still, you killed three buffalo. I did, no more in the entire world.
So that was the fun part of it. There's a lot of like scary, sketchy parts to playing Oregon Trail.
You're basically gonna die.
You're never gonna get everybody through. So one of these people that you put all the time into naming poop butt mm-hmm. is gonna get murdered.
Toilet paper just got a snake bite.
Yeah.
Okay, always.
So there's all kinds of things that you can run into, and you don't really see it coming. It's just like, oh, poop butt got a snake bite.
Poop butt's the worst.
Oh, Tom Brady got cholera. You can break your leg. You can get measles. You can die of exhaustion, which I don't know what that means.
No, you don't exert yourself.
I was pretty close during that strength and conditioning workout last night of dying from exhaustion.
That's what you get trying to be Superman.
You can die of dysentery or typhoid.
All the ones that are still around.
This is why you get your vaccines, people. People are dying of these things. Now you just get a shot when you're a kid and you don't get them. So,
okay, you get that shot, you never get a broken leg.
Nope.
Got my broken
leg.
That's
the super secret rich person shot that we didn't get. You just drink lots of milk. I think that's the key. Cows don't break their leg because they're made of milk.
And you never cry because you're never spilling it.
All right. You also run into people, mostly at forts and stuff. And most of them are kind of helpful. Some of them you just kind of talk to and they like tell you a story. They're like actually trying to teach you something because it is
click, click, click,
a learning
click,
game.
Click, click, click.
Yeah.
Right through that story.
Right. Some of them will actually try to teach you a lesson like, hey, the Snake River is coming up. Maybe don't walk across that one. That's how my family died. But we would just click, click, click right through that.
Yeah. What did he say? I don't know. Something about bears.
So now we can talk to these people and we can trade with them. Now, you don't get a lot of great trades, though.
No. There's not a lot to trade for.
It's like, give me all your clothes and I'll give you 3 bullets.
What kind of game is this? I'm in. What is this, Oregon Trail Roulette? All right.
Now you can also run into abandoned wagons. That's big, if you can run into that. Or like wild fruit or something. Like one of those ones where the wagon just stops and you're like, what? There's no fort here. Oh, we found some fruit. Nice.
Yeah, because you just
need... We found some wagon tongues.
Yeah, your rations go down quick. Your wagon starts falling apart. I mean, you're going across the country on dusty roads. It's not going to last the whole time, so you need to get a little luck along the way. Oh, that family died of exhaustion. We got ourselves a new wagon.
I think resting is a big part of the game that I never did. No. Because you're trying to beat that clock in the computer lab.
Yeah, you only got like 45 minutes. You got to go. You can't rest.
You're like, oh, poop butt's got measles. Well, guess what? We're going to push through to the fort, buddy.
Good. Let's push him off. Now we're going to go a lot faster.
All right. And we make our way to the end. I think I only did this once or twice. Do you remember the last little stretch that you do? When you make it all the way to Oregon?
I don't think I've ever made it that I can remember. Maybe once.
So you make it all the way to Oregon, and you float down the Columbia River to your final destination. And then you're basically playing like, it's like a brand new game. You're playing like Crash Bandicoot, where you're kind of floating down and trying to avoid rocks all the way down.
I like that.
It's very exciting, and there's like music that goes along with it, and it was a completely different game at that point.
I think we should play Oregon Trail right now.
We could do that. It is available.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on the National Archive. It's like archives.org or something. It has like all those old games we could play. We could play Number Munchers.
Sarah, I'm not going to be coming home tonight.
We're playing Odell Lake.
Odell Down Under. Odell the only Down good Under. One.
Now, we had Amazon and Yukon Trail as well.
I don't think I played either of those.
Those ones weren't... That's not the same.
No.
Different diseases for sure.
I want to go to Oregon. That's all I want to do. Right. On this trail.
Yeah. We don't need to do these other ones.
This is ridiculous.
All right. Any other memories from Oregon Trail?
No. A lot of good ones, though, like you said. The naming, I think, was the best part.
Yeah.
The name and the people.
We put a lot of effort into that first part of names. Just like basically the same amount of effort we put into starting a franchise in Madden, where we pick out all the uniforms and we build a new stadium, and then we play like 2 games. Like, oh, this is dumb.
Dude, our team's awful.
We didn't sign any linemen.
No, we did not.
And our quarterback died of typhoid.
Always.
How did that happen?
Tom Brady.
Classic Tom Brady. All right, well, I think that's all we got. We'll take a quick break, and we are going to come back with...
Recommendation time.
Today's podcast is presented by our old pals from Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast, the Spivey Special Podcast, in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Have you seen this show? Best Tacos Ever. This book I just read? No, just kidding. It's recommendation time.
All right, we are bringing back recommendation time. We haven't done this one in a while.
Our goal with this is just to kind of like go to new places, try some new things, and kind of just let the people in our area, in the greater Sactown area, know of different places they can go if they're ever wondering of what they should do on the weekend.
Mostly involved eating.
And drinking.
Or both on the weekends.
Two birds.
Yes. So we pinned it on a previous episode. We went to Hillenbrand Brewery, which we'll talk about here in a second. We talked about it. We told you about the giant pretzel. We told you we were going to elaborate. And here we are, ready to elaborate.
Elaboration.
All right, Trout, hit us with some facts about Hillenbrand. Actually, let's start with, where did you hear about Hillenbrand?
You know, it was one of those co-workers, you know, we told him that we were going to go to the Goat House Brewery after our round of golf. And he suggested, you know what, the old Hillenbrand, it's, you know, somewhat in the general area of Goat House. So they're right near each other. why not try both? And we did. But we're just going to talk about Hillenbrand today. It's actually on 13 acres. It's, I would say it's the Newcastle-Lincoln border.
It's like that weird void that's out there.
But it's considered Newcastle. It's out, you know, 5100 Virginia Town Road. And what did you think when we first showed up?
I thought it was really cool. And we had just come from, I had never been there before. We had just come from Goat House, which I thought was pretty cool. Some outdoor eating, outdoor sitting area, and there was goats.
They just closed a little earlier than we're used to.
And then we went to Hillenbrand, and it just blew us away with, I think, everything. From the moment we got there, there was live music that was playing. There was a ton of seating, a ton of open grass area. There was tons of people there just sitting there and enjoying the afternoon.
Well, I think the cool thing about it is we were there. It was a Saturday afternoon. Pretty busy, and we still, every single one of us in our party, I think there was four or five cars, we all found parking spots, which is nice. There's a lot of parking there. They're only open 3 days a week, Friday and Saturday from 12 to 9, and then on Sunday from 12 to 7. So, you know, 3 days a week, they really get the best they can out of the area, and the beer and the food, they were all delicious. So as you walk up to it, you park in like a, what would you say, like a field almost, like a dirt parking lot?
Yeah.
And you walk up, they have a bunch of picnic tables outside under a cover. They have picnic tables out by this really large-sized pond, which we'll get to at the end here. A lot of shenanigans went on with my son, Zach Thorne, random kids, but we'll get to that when we get there. But I thought it was a very nice little area. You know, I think there was a fountain in the middle of the pond, so you got that noise in the background as you're sitting there listening to music, drinking your beers, eating your food. Another cool thing about it is they also have some open grass area where you can bring your own chairs and blankets and almost have like a picnic type effect.
Yeah, it was really good. The first thing to get into it, you have to walk through the brewery. You have to walk through like the restaurant area where you order drinks and stuff. And very impressed with the line system. It was all set up really well. Not overwhelmed with the beer selection. They only do like a few at a time. Whatever ones are there, I think there's like eight at a time, and they're all different. So we go to a lot of breweries. It's a lot of IPAs, a lot of hazy IPAs right now, which I enjoy, but it's nice to get something that's different.
Yeah, so we had been drinking quite a bit there at the golf tournament, so we were already feeling pretty good. So I actually had stopped drinking. So Zach, you tell us about the few beers that you did try there.
So I had the Blonde Nugget, which is their blonde ale, just because I wanted something different. Very good. Very drinkable, really flavorful. Something that I would order again. And just the first sip, because I don't drink a lot of them. It was different and it was great. Felt really good on the hot afternoon. We were all sitting burnt. I was ready to just sit in the shade and drink a beer. So,
yeah, I think it was a 6.1 there on the old Richter scale. So it wasn't like a super light, and it wasn't like a super heavy, like 7.5-8% on the old. What is actual the scale? I always call it the Richter scale.
The
ABV?
Alcohol by volume. You love that one.
You know all about volume. All right, so now you had a second beer there. As like I said, we'll talk about later before you started throwing that around.
I had a sip of a second beer, and that was the You're Killing Me S'mores. It was like a darker, chocolatey type one, and it was good. Another one, really different, not like anything else that I've had recently from the other breweries we've been to. And it was really unique. I really enjoyed it.
That one was a little bit lower on the old Richter scale. I think that's only a 4% or so. The alcohol doesn't really hit you in the face as you get it on the lips. So also, as we love to talk about, the food at this venue was very good.
Absolutely.
They only have 6 or 7 things. It's out in a little... How would you describe where they keep the food?
It's basically like a food truck.
So they had, we got 3 of the things, which we'll talk about, but the 3 things on the menu that we didn't get, they had a, like a grilled cheese on steroid type of thing. They had a smoked tri-tip sandwich and a German beer brat. But we had eaten a little bit just before that, so we just wanted a snack. So we got a pretzel that was the size of Zach. It was huge.
Saw the price tag, and I was like, I have to know what this pretzel is. We saw somebody walk by at that pretzel, and I was like, where do I go to get those? I want to go to there. It was fantastic. It was had to have been the best pretzel I've ever had.
Yeah, I believe we have a couple of pictures of them. We'll put them up on social media this week. But the pretzel was big. They also make a beer cheese that they use. One of the beers that Zach tried, the Blonde Nugget. So they use that to make the beer cheese, which was very good. I also got the nachos. They had just a normal thing of nachos with cheese and jalapenos. But my wife, she got the pretzel platter. So on this huge...
Basically, the pretzel's so big that it turned into a charcuterie board, or however you say it.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, all the little like holes in the pretzel were filled. So on this German pretzel platter, you also have grapes, cheese, salami, olives, cashews, and almonds. So it's a lot of food. Like Zach said, the price tag on some of the food was a little higher, but I think you're paying more for the ambiance. Usually at places like that, that's what you're going to be spending for some of these items.
It was well worth it. I'd pay that again. That pretzel was fantastic, and I want one right at this moment.
I bet you could
eat. Could you get me one?
I don't.
Do you know a guy?
I think we just talked about it. They close at 9. It's a little past that right now. So Hawaii time. We can go get one. We've got about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So there were some shenanigans that went on towards the end of our trip. Per usual, you have tables. We brought all our kids. It was a lot of kids. Zach brought his two. I had mine. We had some other friends with three other combined. So just a lot of playing by the pond. You know, have to keep your eye on the kids. And
it's kids. They're throwing rocks in. They can see the fish in the water. There's a little fish that are swimming around in there.
So my son, he throws everything. We play catch all the time. We throw stuff. It's just kind of how we goof around. So these kids are playing with the dump truck. He goes over, he's playing with the dump truck, and all of a sudden he gets in his hand and just hoists it to the middle of the pond, and it just sinks in the middle of the pond.
It floats for a second, and then the back of the dump truck slowly fills with water like the Titanic, and then it's just gone.
So I jokingly start to pretend to take my shirt off, and everyone's like, no, Troy, no, keep your shirt on. Luckily, the family that had the dump truck there was really nice about it.
Yeah, it wasn't Maddox's dump truck. It was some other kid that we didn't know. Yeah, that's what
we felt really bad about. So that happened as we were eating our pretzel. Also, Zach's joking around with the kids, you know, throwing my son up, throwing his kids up. And all of a sudden, this girl's over there. He thinks it's one of our friend's kids, and he's just throwing this random person in the air. We don't know where this girl's parents are. Finally, after like 6 or 7 tosses, the parent comes and gets the kid.
Yeah, I'm just playing with Maddox. He's actually letting me hold him for like the first time, which was super cool. I throw him in the air and he's like having a ball. And I set him down, and then my daughter wants to be thrown in the air. It was whatever. And then like before you know it, there's like a line. Like Troy's at the back of the line. I don't want to get thrown up in the air too. I had to cut it off at Vance. That wasn't going to happen.
No, Vance had to
throw
you. But
they're just lining up. I don't know who these...
No.
They were our kids, and I threw Vance's kid up. I knew that kid, and then I thought the girl was Bryce's kid, who I had just met, but I'm terrible at names and faces. Mm-hmm. But no, it was just some random girl, and the parent like came over and like grabbed him by the arm and like pulled her away. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like 6 or 7 tosses later, she was really enjoying the...
She kept cutting back in line.
Yeah. She's over there asking my wife, Sarah, if she could have a bite of her pretzel. We don't know who this girl is, but she's just, you know, making her rounds. So that was fun. And then we get ready to go. Now it's the hard part is trying to get the shoes back on my son. So like I mentioned earlier, anything touches his hand, he's letting it launch. So he gets a shoe somehow as I'm putting the other one on, and he just hoists it into the pond. It's somewhat near the edge, but again, we've been drinking since about 10 a.m.
9 a.m.?
9 or 10 a.m. I mean, we weren't like ham bone, but we're feeling pretty good. So Zach, being the great uncle he is, tries to reach for the shoe. He steps on what he thought was the edge, but no, he's knee deep in the pond right now. I'm like, Zach, that's the wrong brewery. He didn't care. So he gets the shoe out. His whole shoe is soaked. Throws it back up on the land. And of course, my son Maddox, he goes over and gets the shoe that Zach just threw back up, throws it in again. But at this point, Zach was already, you know, soaked. So.
Well, I step back in the second. Like the first time, I just, like, the bottom half of my shoe probably gets wet. Mm-hmm. I'm just like just barely in enough so I could reach it. The second time, he just chucks it. And then I stick my foot into the edge of the pond and it just sinks into the mud.
So at this point, he's just in it to win it. So I feel bad. Luckily, he had two shoes, so the other one was still good.
We had a lot of fun, though. The pond was nice. That you could bring your dogs outside.
I don't know if that's true.
Is that true?
I don't think
somebody brought their dog.
Oh, yeah. The dog was running on the wrong side of the pond.
There was a dog there. Maybe you can't bring your dog there.
I'd look that up before you take your dog out there. But yeah, we had a great time. This is definitely a place we'd like to go again, with kids or without. I mean, either way, I think it's a really enjoyable time. And this is definitely some place that we recommend that you guys go. And maybe you'll see us out there, too.
I've heard that they also have trivia nights on, like, Wednesday nights. I don't know if that's an active thing that's currently going on, but that's where I originally heard about it. It was from a coworker who's been going there quite a bit.
I think currently it's just the 3 days a week, but I think hopefully
we'll be opening back up soon. And I think trivia night, should it come back, would be a lot of fun.
It would be.
All right. I think that's all we got. That was a good one. I'd like to go there again. It was very good. What a good time.
Yeah, if any of you guys have ever been to Hillenbrand, or if you plan on going in the future and you do go, hit us up on social media and let us know how you enjoyed your trip.
Do you like the sweet taste of Mountain Dew? Do you like your vodka to be both inexpensive and flavored like melons? Then have we got a beverage for you. From the minds of the host of the wildly popular podcast that shares its name, we bring you the Spivey Special. One part Mountain Dew, 3 to 4 parts Burnett's Watermelon Vodka, 100% fun. Drink one at your next party, or at 3 a.m. playing Halo 3. Please enjoy responsibly.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
This week for Grab Bag, we have a treat for you, in that we have all Troy Spivey Grab Bag questions.
Grab Bag.
Buckle up. Troy, hit us with the first one.
Be a doozy. All right, so you have three options here. So good old would you rather. Okay, would you rather take a warm shot of Jaeger?
Been there, done that.
Yeah. A warm beer chug?
Also done that.
Or chicken noodle soup popsicle. Those are your three options.
I think I would do the Jaeger shot because it'd be over that soon. A popsicle's a long time to commit to something. And there's just going to be like chicken coming out of it at some point.
Noodles and carrots.
That's crazy how you would even do that. Although I guess we have frozen matzo ball soup in my freezer outside, so we could jab something in it and you can give it a shot.
But defrost a little bit.
I don't want to do the warm beer chug. That would for sure make me puke.
I think all of them.
I think they all would. I think I could get through the Jaeger shot, though.
Yeah, I don't think there's any good options, but I think I might actually go chicken noodle soup popsicle.
Just to know it, just for the story. Just to feel it.
Like, I've done the other two.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there, done that. You know, you get, like, halfway through your beer and you got to go and it's a little warm and you have to chug the rest of it.
It might be better as, like, a chicken noodle otter pop.
You got to push up, like, the noodles and the chicken and the peas. Yeah. All right. So, from any comedy movie you've ever watched, you got to take one of those characters and turn him into a superhero. which character are you going to take and turn into a superhero, and what is that superhero's name going to be? It's a big thinker.
I think it would be Chris Farley's character from Beverly Hills Ninja. Or he's already a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And we just give him like super strength.
Mine probably would be Tommy Boy Chris Farley. He'd just be fat guy in a little coat and is like, just can rip anything in half. Kind of like the Hulk.
He's basically Hulk already.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm trying to think. That's a tough one.
He has a lot of comedy movies.
I think I'd want to see Chris Farley more than anybody, though.
Yeah, I think you can go through like the Adam Sandler ones. Happy Gilmore would be a good one.
Yeah.
Where you just like fight crime with his
dry. Like Chris Farley's superhero character would basically be like that skit where he did the El Nino skit. Do you remember that one? I'm El Nino, which is Spanish for the Nino.
All right, I got one more.
All right.
It's not too big of a thinker. Without any retaliation from the person that you punch, which one athlete would you punch in the face right now?
Luke Walton.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy. I think I'd go Jock Peterson, and he's on the Cubs. Did you see him the other night?
No.
So it's either bottom nine or bottom 10. Dodgers were up one. Runners on second and third, one out. And he hits one. Bat flips, turns, points at the Cubs dugout. And it doesn't even get to the warning track. He got a sack fly and tied the game. But, oh my gosh. Just I wanted to clothesline him coming down the line. I'm not even there.
Take it back. Tom Brady.
You don't want to touch Tom Brady. He's already got cholera.
That's true. It'd probably only make him stronger.
Yeah, what doesn't kill him makes him stronger.
God, Luke Walton, man.
If you could be in any woman's musical group, which one would it be and what would your name be? So your options, obviously, are Destiny's Child, TLC, The Supremes, Salt and Pepper, Brandy and Monica.
I would be in the Spice Girls.
Would you?
And I would be like garlic salt or something.
Cumin. How are you
paprika.
Doing? I'd probably be TLC or Destiny's Child.
Would you be right eye?
Mm-hmm. Left eye and right eye. I'd have to find a receiver to date, though. Did she date Andre Rison?
I think you could date Andre Rison if you wanted to right now. I don't know enough about Andre Rison, but...
I'm going to burn this mother down. You better not, left eye. You better not. I think that's all the questions I have tonight. All
right. A little tame this week.
A little tame.
That's fine.
We're just punching people.
It's a long week. It's a late night.
Eating chicken noodle soup popsicles.
I'm going to be thinking about that all night. I won't be able to sleep.
I'm so excited to get that. Why are you making chicken noodle soup, Zach? And why do you need a popsicle stick?
I think I might have to create one of those and bring them over.
Do it.
And have you taste it on our social media.
I will do it.
Okay. Fair enough.
TikTok. Patty walk, give your dog a bone.
All right. Where can people find us on social?
You know, this is like the fifth week in a row you've asked me. I don't have the answer, so I'm just going to shoot it back to you again.
I love it when you don't know the answer. People can find us on our website, SpiveySpecialPodcast.com. They can find us on social media at SpiveySpecial on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We need to do TikTok this week.
We do TikTok. Maybe we can do it Sunday, Mother's Day.
We also need you guys to like and subscribe to the show. Any of the reviews on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen, is great for the show. I think that's all we got. Troy, anything else?
Zach, you're fat.
Troy, you're fat. Later.